Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven, stay driven.
The following wrestling broadcast is performed by highly trained professional athletes. It is not recommended that their actions be imitated in any form whatsoever in the home. This is the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour with your host, Frank Namoli, and wrestling's masked cowboy, the Maverick.
Well, here we are, and you know what that means. It's Friday night, and I guess you could say LAW Retro Wrestling is back after a hiatus, and I'll be honest with you, it is now much improved. I am your host, HW Star. For those of you who don't know me, I am the West Coast Kid himself, one of the premier wrestlers, managers, en vivants of the wrestling world, and an LAW original. And let's just say I am. And they had told me I was supposed to have a host, or a co-host, I should say, tonight in Maverick. But as usual, these ladies probably out rounding up a horse somewhere. You know, go figure. Maybe that's why LAW brought me back, so that I can run things and basically, you know, make all is right in the world, because that's what HW Star does. If you want things right, you look to the stars. Oh, lo and behold, I think our not-so-glorious co-host has finally decided to show up for work. Hello, are you there, sir?
Piers.
Can you hear me?
There you go. Well, it's about time
All right.
Showed up.
I have no idea. Everything was working fine until I... You texted me to say you were having trouble, and then everything went kablooey.
You know, Maverick, it's been how many years since you actually saw me, and you still got an excuse for your shortfalls? I mean, come on. I mean, there's a reason LAW brought me back, and this is probably it. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue there, Fester?
I don't know what you've got going on there, pal, but I am having nothing but trouble hearing you. I think you've screwed up this whole show already. And if this is the way it's going to be, this is going to be a really short run show.
You know what? This is what the problem is when you have a show based off of the East Coast. You know, down on the West Coast, we don't have these problems.
You've got a lot of problems on the East Coast, my friend. How did you end up even getting back here?
Well, apparently, LAW ran a show, the Liberty Brawl, and I was left out. I was left off the guest list. How do you leave one of the most decorated people in LAW history off of the show? I mean, really?
They wanted
it to
be
a success. No, maybe it's because they were so afraid that if I show up, gold follows me wherever I go. And you know what? That's probably what would have happened. Aramis Stinson.
That's not gold. That's an odor.
You know what, pal? Be grateful that I'm here, and be grateful that I am here to bring Law back.
You know what? Law was back long before you came back. And now that we got this show under control, you know, you just sit there and be quiet so I can do some business. Welcome, everybody, to LAW Retro Wrestling Radio number one. We're back. As you can tell, I am the Maverick, and I am back here on Friday nights where LAW belongs. And unfortunately, I've been stuck with this albatross, and already the show's going kaplooey, and you're back one tonight.
Albatross? I'm not even from Europe, you jerk.
No, that's just fine. That's fine. Introduce yourselves to the people at home.
Well, for those of you who don't know me, and if you don't, that means you've had your head stuck in the sand for the last 25 years. I am the West Coast Kid himself, the man with the plan, the king of all that is funky, HW Star. And the HW stands for... Go ahead, say it.
Including funky odors.
Brother, you wish you could be as spiffy as me. You know, I am so cool right now. I am sitting by the pool in beautiful Hollywood, California, in my three-piece Armani suit with my $5,000 watch. You know, because I am so cool that, like, I sit at the pool in my suit. And not just to be noticed, but so people know I am the man that you come to when you need something done. And apparently LAW knew that because they're bringing me back.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly why they brought you back. We had a fantastic first show with the Liberty Brawl. It was so nice not having to deal with you for a change. And everything was going great when they told me they brought back the show. And then they said, oh, by the way, we've got some bad news. HW Star managed to get himself as co-host. But that's fine, because you know what? This whole show, we're going to be talking about February 4th in Parkersburg.
Well,
are you familiar with Parkersburg?
No. Come on, really? Parkersburg?
Parkersburg, Pennsylvania, where our next event is being held.
You know how much money they have to pay me to come back to the stinking East Coast?
Well, I hope they save their money and don't bring you back.
Oh.
Folks, we have an awesome show coming up. It's called the Liberty Brawl. No, that's the last show. What am I talking about? The Liberty Show was the last brawl. It was the last show. You were not invited to. The Liberty Bowl is February 4th, and that's being held at the OLC Parish Center. 2995 Cemetery Road, Parkersburg, Pennsylvania. For tickets, you can go to libertyallstarwrestling.com, and we have got an awesome show. We've got some news leading up to the event, and we're going to talk about the matches that have already been announced, and we are going to talk about the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful fact that HW Star is on the West Coast and will not be bothering us on February 4th.
Not only will be bothering you, but I will be back to bother the fans and the good people of law. Because you know what? Not only do they want me to co-host, LAW has driven a truck full of money up to my palatial estate and asked me to come back and guide the new youth, the next generation of LAW superstars, to greatness. That's right. I'm back.
You plan on being in Parkersburg?
You know what? If there is an airfield where I can land my jet close enough to Parkersburg, I will be there. Because I am not taking public transportation in Pennsylvania.
Well, there might be a lot big enough for your jet, but there's certainly not one for your ego.
Do they have anything besides horse and buggies in this Parkersburg?
Oh, you just stop. There's plenty in Parkersburg, including the Law Bowl on February 4th. And the main event of the Law Bowl, and it feels funny talking about this, but I'm jumping right in, an LAW Tag Team Championship four-team elimination match. We have not had tag team champions in a really long time.
Well,
and they've got four teams coming in for the LAW Tag Team Championship. The first team, you saw them at our first event, the new team of Johnny and Joey, the Alpha Fits. The next team is one of the East Coast best up-and-coming tag teams. They have been champions all over, and now they're coming to LAW for tag team gold, the Rednecks. And then there's a couple of nitwits that I am looking forward to getting my hands on again. Mr. Ooh La La and Wyndham James Winthorpe III. And rounding out the foursome, the next LAW tag team champions, brought back together because of Winthorpe and Ooh La La, TV Generation, Norm the Barfly, and the Maverick. What do you got to say about that, sir? Hello? Star? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What happened? Did you fall asleep on me?
No, I wanted to go get a drink. And apparently these maids don't understand English so well. Last time I picked somebody up at Home Depot.
You dropped your phone in the toilet, didn't you?
I did not drop my phone. You know what? I don't know what you are. You got me so infuriated right now. You're making my lime Ricky turn sour.
All right. Well, anyway, another big match scheduled for the Law Bowl, because you don't even get to comment on tag team title match now. February 4th in Parkersburg, the LAW Championship is on the line. These were the last two men who were in the Liberty Brawl. Aramis, our LAW champion, who won the Liberty Brawl, will take on John the Creature Cannon, the last man he eliminated to win the championship.
You know,
are you
what?
Familiar with Aramis or John Cannon?
I am familiar with everybody at this point, because I am scouting out every single Law superstar to see who will be graced with my greatness, my expertise, my guidance.
Oh, yeah? And who do you plan on managing when you get there?
You know what? I haven't decided yet. So you just stand by. That announcement will be made. But I will say this. I will be there. And you know where HW Star goes, trouble follows.
Well, that's for sure.
As far as Aramis Stenson goes, yeah, I've seen him. He's a nice kid, I guess. And Creature John Cannon, the guy frightens me just a little bit. Not much, but just a little bit.
Well, if I remember correctly, everything frightens you.
Please. Just the other day, I was shopping at, you know, Rodeo Drive.
Kmart?
You know, you may have heard of it. And there was a homeless man outside asking for change. I didn't even walk around him. I stepped over him. How's that for brave?
That's absolutely ridiculous and completely pointless to the show at hand. You were brought in to co-host the show. Why don't you talk about LAW a little bit instead of these ridiculous fantasies that we know didn't happen?
Well, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned LAW, my friend, because there would be no LAW if not for HW Star. I was there in the beginning. I managed the greatest wrestlers in LAW as well as wrestled. But I managed some of the greatest wrestlers in the history of LAW, superstars that went on to bigger and better things because of my guidance. There are people that left Liberty All-Star Wrestling and went on to international contracts, world championships, all thanks. And you know what? When you're talking about LAW, I do have a special place because it is one of the oldest and richest traditions in independent wrestling in the Pennsylvania area. It is the only thing that makes me come to the East Coast.
Well, you can do us a favor and stay on the West Coast if you want.
No, I am a man of my word, and I already said that I will be in.
Trust me, no one's going to confuse you for a man of his word. But getting back to the topic at hand, I see this whole thing is going to be a chore having you on the air every week because you can't stay on topic. The Law Bowl, February 4th. We've got a third match to announce, one of the big announcements we've got tonight. Are you ready for it?
Shoot.
Tonight on our first episode will be a Liberty All-Star Wrestling Legends number one contenders match. Two of not just Liberty All-Star Wrestling's long-reigning legends, but these guys have been legends all over the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and up and down the East Coast independent wrestling circuit. And these two guys are going to do battle with the winner going on to meet Aramis. And that is Mean Mark Mess versus Jimmy Jannetty.
Whoa, wait a minute. You're telling me one of the biggest monsters to ever step into a Liberty All-Star Wrestling ring, Mark Metz, is taking on the most decorated man in LAW history, and the winner goes on to take on the winner of Cannon versus Aramis?
You got that right.
I don't envy those two gentlemen. They are too rough. There is a reason those two have been on the independents for as long as they have. They have the longevity, and not only that, they are probably two of the smartest competitors going around and most fearless.
No arguments here. I've been in the ring with both of these men numerous times. These two guys can go, and they're both wily veterans, and they are both amazing athletes. Mark Mest is a human monster. He's enormous. And Jimmy Jannetty is one of the smartest guys I've ever been in the ring with. And these two guys going at it, you know, Aramis is the champion. And if he retains, you know, it could be Cannon. It could be Aramis. But they're going to have their hands full.
Well, let me tell you something. I am a former manager of Jimmy Jannetty. And that is one smart and dangerous cat. He has been all over the world and back. And not only that, he has held gold in probably every state up and down the East and Southern states. The East Coast, the Southern states. He is a dangerous, dangerous individual. And he is a former LAW heavyweight champion.
Indeed he is. My one and only LAW championship match was against Jimmy Jannetty.
And you're talking about Mark Metz, who's just a mass of humanity. I mean, I've seen this guy get upset because a car was blocking his path. He just pushed it out of the way.
You know, you don't say a lot that sounds truthful, but I believe that.
I also think it was blocking the way to the concession stand.
Also likely. So that's it. The third big match to the Law Bowl has been announced. Which leads me to another huge blockbuster announcement. They gave me all the announcements. You notice that? Because they know it's going to get done right. Are you ready for another announcement?
Sure.
We talked about Jimmy Jannetty versus Mean Mark Mest, February 4th in Parkersburg. The winner to get a number one, the winner becomes number one contender. They get a match against whoever the champion is, whether it's Aramis or Cannon. Correct?
You're correct.
Following me now? Well, that
I'm
match.
Smelling.
That match will take place at Liberty All-Star Wrestling's very next event, April 1st, 2017, LAW comes home to Delaware County, Pennsylvania, as we come to Briarcliff, Pennsylvania, for LAW Homecoming. That's when the match is going to happen.
So LAW returns to its roots, the place it made famous, Delaware County, Pennsylvania.
LAW is born and raised in Delaware County. We spent so much of our – we've been in and out all up and down Pennsylvania and all around Pennsylvania. We're coming back to Delaware County where it all started.
And if I'm not mistaken, aren't they literally two blocks from where it all began?
From where it all began?
The Liberty, where, you know, everything happened.
Well, it's going to be very close to where we had our home base for a long time. In Briarcliff, we've been in that area before. We've been all over Delco, and we are going to be back in Delco for homecoming, April 1st. No fooling, April 1st, Briarcliff, Pennsylvania. And the main event has already been set up. The winner of Aramis Cannon for the championship, whoever walks away with the title, takes on the winner of Mark Mest versus Jimmy Jannetty.
Not only that, it'll probably be your first chance to get to see the new LAW Tag Team Champions.
Also, very likely.
I hope it's not you.
It's going to be me. I'm already signed, win, lose, or draw in the tag team match. I'm going to be in Briarcliff. I've signed the papers this morning.
But I hope you have no belt and your pants fall down.
So, Mr. Starr, do
you
plan
partner,
on coming to both parks? I beg your pardon? Norm the Barfly?
That drunk!
You know Norm the Barfly.
He's still around.
He used to slap you around the ring, too. There's a reason you're retired.
You know what? You're lucky he ain't around right now. I'd tell him what for.
Is that so?
That's so.
Never
liked him.
You just might get your chance.
Yeah, we smelled like a cheap Kensington tap room.
Now you know what's going on with Liberty. Why don't you tell us some of your plans? Because you only seem to want to talk about yourself. You don't want to talk about the show. You don't want to talk about the radio show. You don't want to talk about homecoming. You don't want to talk about the Law Bowl. You want to talk about yourself? Give us something.
All you got to know is I'm coming back.
All right, folks, we're going to take our commercial break, and we'll be back soon after that.
What? You...
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscalls.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
All right, we're back, fans, with LAW Retro Wrestling Hour. I am your host, the Maverick, and I'm
co-host.
Being joined by
the host.
I beg your pardon?
I am the host. You are the co-host. Co-host.
Like I said, folks, I am your host, the Maverick, and I am being joined by this clown, HW Star, who claims he's going to be in Parkersburg on February 4th. Well, just so happens we have someone from Parkersburg on the line. Caller, welcome to LAW Retro Wrestling. You're live.
Hello?
Hello? You're on the air.
Hey, am I on the air?
You're on the air.
Oh, what's going on, Maverick?
How are you?
Good, man. I wanted to tell you, I had one reason for calling in. And that was to talk to the man, HW Star. But hearing your last announcement that you're coming to Delco, I'm super psyched right now. Super. I'm a Penwood grad. So,
yeah, how about that?
Philly, what up?
Awesome.
Yeah, man.
So, what do you got to say to HW Star?
Well, I want to tell him, and I'm sure he already knows this, but everybody else that's listening out there, that, like I said before, the red carpet needs to be rolled out for HW Star. This guy is a legend. It's a pleasure to speak to you, sir. How are you tonight?
You know, it's very refreshing to hear a fan with such knowledge and just fortitude to recognize the greatness. And I do appreciate that,
yeah,
young man.
I appreciate that. The greatness, it exudes from you. Like, Stevie Wonder could see your greatness. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would say I'm humbled, but we know that's not going to happen.
Right. Well, since I'm speaking to you, and I think everybody else should know this, I actually got to hang out with you one time. And you might not remember this, but it was out when I used to live in California, and I know you're out there all the time. I saw you at a bar out there, and you were just like the coolest dude ever. Like, you exude greatness in the ring and you exude it out. And we were hanging out, remember, we were doing shots and you started sucking all of our cocks. And
again, you know, goes to show you why I rarely, I knew he was full of it, because I would never hang out with a peon, especially someone named Fred. You know, so you had your 5 seconds of greatness. I'm glad you enjoyed it. You know, welcome, son. You sat on hold for 30 minutes to tell the world how unintelligent you are. You said you were a Penwood grad. Well, boy, did it show. I'm actually impressed that a Penwood grad could
form a complete sentence like that. I mean, that was one whole sentence. Wow, you must have graduated magna cum laude from Penwood. That was just such an intelligent, and your vocabulary. Young man, you do everyone from Penwood proud, and I was so honored to be in your presence. Not pleased. And now you know why I hate the West Coast. I mean, the East Coast, sorry. See, you got me so flustered.
You pretty much hate everything. So, back to business. You're still not going to tell us who you're managing in Parksburg.
I am not. Because you know what? It's going to be better for everyone there when they see who I elevate to greatness. I don't even want the wrestler to know. I'm going to tell him that night that I'm his manager, and he's going to have no choice but to say yes.
Oh, really? So you
That's
don't
right.
even know.
Well,
you're just showing up hoping for a job.
Well, it's not going to be you or I'm the butterfly.
Well, no, it most certainly will not be. We've got way too much class for that.
I don't even want you at ringside when I'm there. Beef and cheesers.
I'm sorry?
Beef
and cheesers, you know. Yes. You two smell like beef and cheese. Beef and cheesers.
I see. And that's what you came up with. You've been sitting at home poolside for the last 20 years, and beef and cheesers is the best you can come up with?
Well, you know, HW Star doesn't result to vulgar language that is so beneath me. So, yes, that's what I came up with. And, you know, if you had half a brain and you actually analyzed it, you would figure out how good that actually was.
Thanks, sir.
But enough about
anyway,
me.
Folks.
We could talk about me for the next 4 hours.
We've talked way too much about you as it is. Fans,
this is LAW Retro Wrestling, and if you're familiar with the old show back when it was good, we used to talk about not just Liberty All-Star Wrestling. The first half of the show is for LAW. The rest of the show is made up for retro wrestling, back in the good old days, classic wrestling, the way it was supposed to be before all the stuff today. Not that this stuff's bad today, but we have an affinity for the old stuff. And we thought today, since it is the return of LAW Retro Wrestling, we're talking about the return of LAW, our debut in Parksburg, and the return of LAW to Briarcliff on April 1st, we decided to talk about the history of LAW, and unfortunately for LAW, my co-host has been an integral part of LAW from the beginning.
You know what I have? And you know what? If I may lower myself, and I'm going to try and speak in small words so the crowd understands. LAW was always something special. It was always a place where you got to see new talent, sometimes talent, young talent, and then they went on to greatness. And I, you know what, when they said, hey, we want you back in LAW, I said, you know what, yes, because you want to see the young talent. You want to see the new people. And it's always been something just really special and out of the ordinary to me. And I know you were there since the beginning, so you should know too, pal.
Yeah, my first show for Liberty was its second show. I was actually at the first show, signing the deal to make an appearance at the second show. So I've pretty much been there from the beginning. All the ups and downs, the glory days when LAW was one of the hottest independents, just a great time. It's always been my home fed. And a lot of great, great names have come through LAW.
You know
I don't
what?
Know what's going on. There you are. Did you fall out of bed again?
You know what? I said there has. The names that have come through LAW over the years, let alone superstars, but I mean, who's who of the Independent Wrestling Federation? You came to LAW to see the new up-and-comers, to see people that you may not have heard of, but you knew who they were before you left that night.
Yeah, I remember it was a pretty stacked card the first show. Just about everybody who was anybody on the Philadelphia area independence was on that show, except, of course, they let you on. Well, and the Peacemaker.
You know, if you remember correctly, I managed ECW, WWF, WCW superstar Raven on that show. Back then he was known as Scotty Flamingo. And unfortunately, I think after he got managed by me, he went a little wacko because, you know, he was exposed to my greatness and maybe it was a little more than his little mind could take.
Is that how he saw it?
Exactly.
So let's talk about let's talk about the people that HW Star has managed over the years. We talked about Raven, who didn't last long. He got tired of you and took off.
And then I also managed another multi-time champion as well. He was a former LAW champion, and he also went on to WWE, WCW, ECW, TNA, AWA, NWA, and we are talking about the guru of fitness himself, Stevie Richards.
Stevie Richards was a longtime mainstay of LAW wrestling, and he was a former champion.
He was. And this is a man who held a heavyweight championship in every major federation. You know, he was the WCW tag champ. He was the WWF hardcore champion. ECW, you name it, this guy held it. And you know what? You notice it all happened after I managed him.
Yeah, he was smart enough to leave you, and his career took off too.
My, you... Are you through?
No, I'm just getting started. I've got years and years of material on you, pal. So let's talk about that first LAW show. What do you remember about it? You were on it.
You know what? I remember sitting in my private dressing room, and I had a couple of youngsters come up to me. That guy, he was a real good-looking kid, Johnny Gunn. He begged me to manage him. I told him, hit the bricks. And the one thing, though, that stood out to me was when LAW owner Bay Ragney introduced me to two giant wrestling chickens.
The Chicken Necks, one of the most popular attractions in the early LAW.
They were giant wrestling chickens.
You know what was amazing about the Chicken Necks? Not only that they were great competitors in the ring, but they managed to share a locker room with Boogie Woogie Brown and did not get eaten.
You know what? The one time that I liked Boogie Woogie Brown was when I thought he was going to eat those two. And you know what? That's another thing that a lot of people who missed that first LAW show never got to saw. There was a feud that continued on that show, and that was the first time it was ever seen outside of Delaware, was Boogie Woogie Brown against Lance Simon Diamond, who was another one that went on to bigger and better things after LAW.
Another amazing talent.
They brought down the house, those two, and that was the first time that feud ever spilled outside of Delaware with the ECWA, and it was phenomenal. And then you had the who's who of the old Tri-State Wrestling Federation and the ECW there. You had the late great Larry Winters,
Tony the Hitman Stetson.
You had Jimmy Jannetty and his tag team partner, Rich Myers, who, again, them two went up and down the East Coast winning any belt that any federation they stepped in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that was Law's debut show, and you know what? Their second show was just as spectacular.
Absolutely. That was a big show in itself, right in Springfield, Pennsylvania.
And do you remember who showed up at that show?
Do I remember who showed up at that show? Well, me, for one.
No,
it was also the debut of Norm the Barfly for LAW.
Okay, somebody that the people still would care about.
Who are you thinking of?
WWFE superstar Doink the Clown made his LAW debut.
It was in the main event that night. Doink the Clown, who I've managed to team with over the years.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did he do wrong?
That show was a fundraiser, which started a trend of LAW giving back to communities all over, just like we're giving back in Parksburg. And many other events that we have done over the years have been charity and supported and fundraisers and fundraising events. Something that was very important to Liberty, even though you were there and you tried to block it any chance you got.
Why give it away when they will pay for it?
I'm sorry?
Fundraisers. Fundraisers. What's the point?
The point is
there
to help people
to be...
who really deserve it. And you know, it's a great way for families to come out and see some great wrestling and do good and get to see you get slapped around.
You know, they should actually raise ticket prices now that I'm on the show.
No one's coming as it is. We probably had 6 refunds since they announced that you were going to be there.
Why you?
And speaking of fundraisers, the LAW show on February 4th is indeed a fundraiser for the Life Teen Youth Group.
What do they
do? And we're doing some... What do they do? Nothing you'd be interested in.
They better have my champagne there.
Champagne?
Yes, it's in my rider. There's to be champagne in every locker.
I yeah. see.
And here's I've been told by LAW you know management that the show on April 1st is also a fundraiser for the Briarcliff Firehouse.
There you go. A long history of giving back to the community is what makes LAW important, not clowns like you.
Well, now that we're on LAW and LAW's history, you have been around. You feuded with some of the greatest stars in LAW. Who was your favorite match?
My favorite match?
I had some
really awesome matches. One of my earliest matches, I remember I got to take on Philadelphia legend Larry Winters. That was a really great opportunity that I got because of Liberty. When I was light heavyweight champion, I had to take on some of the best in the area. Greg Spitz, I had to take on Reckless Youth. But one match always stands out because of unfinished business, and that's White Lotus. Lotus and I had 2 matches that were absolutely phenomenal, and we split them. And over the years, we kept talking about that rubber match, but it never actually happened. But both of those matches happened in Liberty, and they were both Match of the Year candidates. I was very excited when the fans voted those 2 of the best matches of the year because they were 2 of my favorites.
I hate to give credit where it's not due, but if you remember the one – Maverick White Lotus match was actually voted on by Pro Wrestling Illustrated magazine as an unseen gem match.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was, and it was a great match. One of the best of my career, and I always look back fondly on it. And that was just the competitiveness of the LAW, that light heavyweight championship, back when the cruiserweights were hot and in the late 90s when that division was a big thing. LAW had a great light heavyweight division.
Okay, here's one for you. Who was your favorite non-Maverick match in LAW history?
My favorite non-Maverick match?
Yeah, one that you went in, schmuck.
I understand what that means. For the history of it alone?
I had to dumb it down for you.
That's a good question, because there were so many great matches. I don't know. Alvarez sticks out in my mind. I think the return of
You were looking at my notes.
You don't know how to write. And if you're telling the truth, you're clear across the country.
Consuela, you better not have given this man my notes.
Oh, sweet mercy. So, Al Perez. Did you fall out of bed again?
I am here.
Fans, I have to apologize. This should be going much better, but this clown's just all over the page. We were talking about Al Perez. Are you back on again?
Yes, I am here.
All right. What are your memories of Al Perez?
Al Perez and Jimmy Jannetty was probably one of the greatest matches in LAW history. We saw international superstar Al Perez win the LAW title from the then unstoppable Jannetty.
For a change, you're right. Jannetty was on a great roll, and I think he didn't expect Al Perez to come in looking like he did. No one had seen or heard from Al Perez for years, and LAW reached out to them, and they signed an agreement, and he came back, and he looked great in his first match in, what I think it was 10 years.
He did. He came out of retirement specifically to wrestle at the LAW show, and he showed up. And I think he called Jannetty off guard that night.
Absolutely did. And became LAW champion. A long list of great LAW champions. But Al Perez is one that's always going to stand out in my mind because it was the most pie in the sky, never saw it coming kind of thing.
It was. And when he finished off Jannetty with his signature helicopter, the roof tore off that place.
Yeah, and it was really cool. As a longtime fan of retro wrestling and watching a guy that you watched when you were a kid on television, you know, out there live, it was a cool thing. That was definitely a big, big LAW moment.
And you know one thing that I want to touch on is that, you know, you see some of these people, and they come in and they mail it in. You never see that on an LAW show. You've seen Al Perez come in on that show, and he was there to conduct some business and take some names, and he did. And like I said, Jannetty at the time, remember, he had won the belt off of Stevie Richards and defended it against the likes of Flyboy Rocco Rock and some other great superstars. And really, at that point, no one thought Jannetty was going to lose the belt.
I certainly didn't. So, in the LAW, we had some great light heavyweights. We had some phenomenal heavyweight champions. We also had our fair share of insane tag teams come through LAW. Some big tag teams came through LAW.
Well, we had a tag team with a current WWF star right now come through LAW. Or WWE. Do you remember that tag team?
Do I remember that tag team? I can't say that I do.
It was the tag team of the celebrity Chris Kruger, who was one of my personal favorites, and the Brian Kendricks.
That's right. I forgot about that event. Yes. I remember Chris Kruger very well. I had a great series of matches against him, but yeah, Brian Kendrick.
And he went
on again.
Who used
LAW as a launching pad to a huge career. So many guys.
came out of LAW and became superstars.
They recognized him, and they said, this guy is going to be something big. And, you know, here it is, 10, 11 years later, and he's, where is he at? On Monday nights and Tuesday nights and Wednesday nights, and looking back, and he's probably sitting there going, you know what? I'm glad I was in LAW. I'm glad I met HW Star.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure that's what he says every night.
See, I knew you'd agree with me.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Unfortunately, we didn't have the greatest luck of managers in LAW.
Oh, you talking about that other guy? True.
Well, yeah. We did manage some interesting characters. Because there was, well, sadly, you, who managed to get in the ring once in a while and pretend to be a wrestler. That never worked out well for you either. But we had lucky.
You know what? You keep it up, and that may happen again.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, Lucky Larry, who was and still is a part of LAW today.
We also had...
You've got nothing to say about your cohort, Lucky Larry?
I don't have to speak for Lucky Larry. Lucky Larry could speak for himself. You know, if we ever put our minds together, we would take over LAW at the drop of a hat. We could have ran that. We could have been owners.
Well, you couldn't have been any worse than the guys who owned it anyway.
Them ham and eggers.
I'm telling you.
And are any of them still around?
No, I don't think so.
That's right. And then, of course, we had a couple of managers that unfortunately are no longer with us, and I hang my head. As I mentioned, the late, great Cosmic Commander.
I definitely miss him.
And the late, great Lord Hades, who was the manager of Glenn Osborne.
Yep. Glenn Osborne, a beast of a man in the ring and a sweetheart out of it.
No, don't let him hear you say that.
Oh, I'm saying it from very far away.
You're not as dumb as you look.
No, no one can be as dumb as you look. And then there's the guy who started it all.
Go ahead.
Long dramatic pause. You got nothing to say about the illustrious Mr. Bayer Agni?
What? I thought you were going to talk about me.
No,
yeah, Bayer Agni, yay. Yay, Bay Ragney.
No, he started Liberty. He started this radio station that you're on now, sir. He's quite a go-getter. And then he ran some great shows. A former a member of the Dudley family.
Hey, didn't he just come out and eat, though?
That's pretty much all you did.
It's kind of how I remember from LAW, if I'm not mistaken. But yes,
you know, Chubby Dudley made a name for himself because he enjoyed food. Sometimes it caught him off guard, like at the LAW show where him and I went one-on-one in the ring. And a box of Cocoa Puffs was his downfall.
I actually remember that. And if you recall, Mr. Dudley and myself had a little skirmish dust-up, if you will, in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, at the Upper Darby High School.
I remember. Didn't work out well for you there either.
Well, just because it was a no-hose barn match didn't mean he should have hit me with a frying pan. You know, I follow the rules.
You never follow the rules.
I do follow the rules because I make up my own.
Is that how it works?
Pretty much.
And there are people who were involved in LAW in the early years who are still a part of LAW today. Not just myself and Norm the Barfly, but we've got Mark and Troy Mess, still a part of LAW and will be in Parksburg. Well, Mark Mess will. We talked about
right,
him
man.
Earlier. We've also
Mark
got one
and
of your favorite
Troy
wrestlers.
I'm sorry?
Did you actually want to comment on something?
I did. I was going to tell you that I was going to tell you about the first time I met Mark and Troy Metz, and it was at an LAW show.
Well, please do.
I remember Mr. Ragney walking around proud as a papa with his chest puffed out. And he says, "Wait till you see these two big corn-fed hillbillies that I got coming in." And the next thing I know is I'm sitting there. The sun went out. My glass of water started to shake. And in walked Mark Metz.
He is an incredible being.
And he's also the master of the Flaming Heart Punch.
Something I never want to get hit with.
A move I have never seen anyone in wrestling. East Coast, West Coast, this continent, that continent, any continent. I have ever seen anyone but him attempt it. And Jannetty better watch himself or he may find himself on the wrong end of one of those.
It could happen. It could happen. And it's the one thing I was thinking of. Jimmy Jannetty is a former LAW champion. He was probably the greatest LAW champion, if you had to be honest. Mark Mest has held championships literally everywhere. But he's never been LAW champion. So what is he willing to do to get a shot at that title?
Well, all I know is if I was Mr. Jannetty and he pulls out a lighter, run. Because I suspect that fist will go up like a Roman candle.
We could see it. Who knows what we're going to see? Well, we are running out of time, so I am going to go over everything we covered once again, if you would just want to sit there and hold your breath and do us all a favor. LAW, February 4th, comes to Parksburg, Pennsylvania. Or, do you remember what the show's called? See if you were paying attention.
The Law Bowl. No, it's called the Law Bowl, and do you know why? Because it is before the second biggest sporting event in American history.
That's right. The night before the Super Bowl. Come get your law on.
Four teams will enter. One team will leave as the new LAW tag champions. And those champions will be coming home with LAW.
Well, they'll be coming home with the LAW Tag Team Championships. The Law Bowl is February 4th at the OLC Parish Center, 2995 Cemetery Road, Parksburg, Pennsylvania. Bell time is at 6:30. And the
Do
event
you know what time that is in California time?
No one cares. The event supports the OLC Life Team Youth Group Missions Trip. And the main event, of course, is the Law Bowl match, four-team elimination tag team championship. Wyndham and Ooh La La, Alpha Fitz, the Rednecks, and TV Gen. We've also got the LAW championship on the line as our prestigious champion Aramis takes on John the Creature Cannon. And just announced, Mean Mark Mest versus Jimmy Jannetty in an LAW Legends number one contenders match. Also appearing on the show. You don't even know, do you?
I know. I know everybody.
You know.
But I'll let you tell it.
You know everybody. So you'll let me tell it. Also appearing on the show in matches that'll be announced, the Caveman returns to LAW. Sal the Pug. Old school Eric Martin. An old friend of yours, Kid America. Mr. Jester. Have you seen Mr. Jester?
You know, I was sent a video of the last LAW show for scouting purposes. And you never know, I may come out to ringside to take another look at this Mr. Jester up close and personal. What a monster he was.
Mr. Jester, literally a monster. He is the monster that hides under your bed and then rips it in half. And he's coming to Parksburg. Feel bad for whoever gets in his way.
Well, I'm telling you, there's a lot of talent to be scouted that night.
And, of course, you're claiming to be their scouting talent. You're not going to give me an idea of any of these guys who you're coming out of retirement to manage.
You know what? I'll give you one hint. They are wrestlers. Or
well,
wrestler.
That's a relief. We wouldn't want you spoiling any other industry.
Why, sure as hell I ain't coming out of retirement to manage that sharkskin suit announcer of yours.
I don't even know who you're talking about. That guy? We have an announcer?
Pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah, that guy got the last name of Pizza.
Bobby Pizza or something.
Yes.
Bobby Pizza? That's his name. I don't know. I met him once.
But it will be a fun, wonderful show. Because that's what LAW does. They put on the most family-friendly shows ever, much to my dismay. And you know what?
Clearly.
Everyone leaves there with a smile.
So that's it, folks. We've got 6 big matches coming to Parksburg. For tickets, you can go to LibertyAllStarWrestling.com, and you can follow us on social media here on Facebook. And we will be updating with more matches and announcements as we get closer. Take a moment to thank our sponsors, Amcor Karate Institutes, RMS, Oh My Lunch, Rocco and Anna's, Weikert, and the Law Office of Randy Hope Steen for contributing to the event and making it a huge success already, even though it was spoiled a little bit tonight with the announcement that HW Star is actually going to be there.
You know,
and
you keep this up and
You stop talking now. We're done with you. LAW comes back to Delaware County where it all started April 1st with LAW Homecoming at the Briarcliff Firehouse. We will get you all the information about tickets and specifics about the location as that event gets closer. We already know the main event is going to be the winner of Jannetty versus Mest, taking on the LAW champion, whoever it is, whether it's Aramis or John Cannon. In an LAW championship match, you're also probably going to see the new LAW champions because they're going to be guaranteed in Parksburg. You heard that, guaranteed in Parksburg.
Well, that is one thing I will say about LAW. They deliver. They said there was going to be a champion on the Liberty Brawl show, and when people thought there was going to be a controversial ending, boy, did the powers that be at Liberty step up and show what for.
Absolutely. They made them get right back in the ring and wrestle until there was a winner. If you missed the Liberty Brawl, what had happened is Aramis and Cannon eliminated each other, and instead of ending in a draw, the championship committee decided to put the two of them right back in the ring for a match, and that's how Aramis won the championship. He pinned Cannon in the ring 1-2-3. And now they go at it in essentially a rematch. The championship on the line.
And I did see that first match, and if this is anything like that, boy, batten down the hatches, hide the children, and get ready.
Absolutely. I am so looking forward to it. I've been training,
training and getting ready for the event, and I cannot wait my chance to become LAW Tag Team Champions. I've never had a shot at the LAW Tag Team Championship before. I've been LAW Top Rope Radio Champion, and I've been LAW Light Heavyweight Champion. This is my shot at becoming the LAW Tag Team Champions. Norm and I are psyched. The Barfly is ready. The 90s are back. TV Gen is in the house. And we are set to go. And we're looking to get our hands on the foreigners, Ooh La La and Wyndham, whatever they're called, foreign powers, whatever they're calling themselves, because they're the reason I'm not LAW champion today. I didn't even make it into the Law Bowl because of those two. So not only am I looking for tag gold, I'm looking to get my hands on those two.
Maybe I'll have to take a look at those two.
You'd be perfect together. You're all a bunch of weasels.
Hey.
You keep this up, and you'll be co-hosting next week by yourself.
Please. Please do me the favor and go back into retirement. It'll make this show run so much smoother.
I've had enough of you.
You have anything constructive to add to the show?
Yes.
All right, great to be back. Thank you for tuning in. I want to thank Totally Driven Entertainment for putting us back on the air. LAW Retro Wrestling will be back this time next week, 9 o'clock, our new Friday night time slot, where we're going to be talking to people who are going to be in February 4th in Parksburg. If you want to find out more about the show, like our Facebook fan page, where we're going to keep you interested all week long. It's updating you about the show. Other stuff coming up on Totally Driven this Sunday morning. You can tune in to hear Maverick's Comic Roundup, hosted by the comic book cowboy himself, Maverick. Wait, that's me. Yep, I have a radio show Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Tune in. We're talking comic books this week, and we're doing an unboxing of the Marvel Collector's Core. So that's going to be awesome. And then you can tune back in here to hear me and hopefully a new co-host next Friday night at 9 for the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour. I'm sorry, were you saying something?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Until next week, folks, happy trails.